Hey there, After Buzzers. Tonight's episode of Pose was all about Mother's Day. Blanca's on a mission to make peace with both of her mothers. Elektra comes back on the scene with a new attitude, and Patty finds her way to her first ball. I can't wait to see who wins the show and gets the trophy. Stay tuned for news and gossip. This is the Pose After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I forgot the way.
Right.
Okay, we got this. We got this.
We all know we're excited till you make it.
Hey.
Every time I hear this, I do this. The little four corners.
It's such a hit.
I know. This is such a great way to start the episode, right?
Man, the 80s, yeah, early 90s.
They had it.
I feel like skating right now.
Listen.
Right?
Yes. I'll be really far behind.
I cannot skate. The way my skating is set up.
Well, Pose puts us in that kind of mood every week. Welcome back. This is episode number
five
now. Can you believe it?
And we are all the way in.
All right.
Very invested.
Well, I'm ready to get started. I'm Keith Andre here.
Oh, hey guys, it's Jamie Gray.
What's up, guys? It's Marielle Turner.
And it's your girl, Deshauna. Oh, I'm back. I missed y'all.
We
missed you.
Yes.
We missed you.
All right, well, look, real quick, y'all. What did you think of the episode? I mean, we're five deep in.
Yeah.
I mean, don't go to me first because you guys know what I'm going to say, right? Blanca. What did I think of the episode? Should I just use one word? Blanca.
Okay.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was a mother's dream just to see how all of this stuff came together. What did you think?
I love that it's really setting up, you know, the House of Abundance and the House of Evangelista for this kind of face-off. I feel like it was kind of building to that. Then I loved, of course, seeing more of Blanca's personal life and her family dynamics. So, yeah, it was great.
Yes. I feel like with this episode, you can't help but just feel for the characters because of everything that's going on. But it was just a lot about love. Mm-hmm. A lot about love and empathy. More of maybe like an agape love.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna give you all that real, okay?
The fullness of it.
Well, I love the episode. You know, I feel like five episodes and we're finally getting to a place where we know the story. Like, we're invested in it. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. Later we'll get into, like, we got to see a major ball production this week.
Yes.
And over the weekend, our girl Blanca MJ Rodriguez was out at the ball. So we'll have that when we come to news and gossip. Nice little video for you. But let's just get into Miss Blanca. We started off with her early years. It was, what, 1982, I think?
Mm-hmm.
So she strolls up at her first ball.
Ooh,
ready
that first
to walk.
She was ready.
Man.
She ready.
She wasn't ready. She was not ready on that first walk. The dress was
so
like,
I actually
from the
thought
goodwill.
She looked kind of cute. The category was what? Spanish Harlem realness.
I don't even
so
know.
Like, I was,
yeah, virgin.
So
religion.
That reminded me of like West Side Story. She was giving me Anita tees or Rita tees, and so I was like, okay, you know, she fits it, but they just wanted to clock her, and I'm like, dang, y'all.
I mean, I think that's an important part of the experience.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her dress was cute now that it's 2018. We look back on old styles and we're like, oh, that's cute. Like the House on the Prairie look and all that. But for 1982, it was what she was doing was not hot. She had this little cut.
Yeah.
Like,
it was not a cut. It was a shake and go wig.
That's what they said. Yeah, shake and go.
Yeah. I wonder, is Billy Porter coming up with these ad-libs himself? He is so
Some
good.
Some of them he is.
Yeah.
Shake and
he
go.
Is.
He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious. But it did set us up to get a really good look of Blanca, like, early on learning to be who she is. So we see her out at the ball. She wants to, you know, always the same part of her character, find herself in the world and, like, assert herself and have this community and familiarity. So she's looking for her mother. And who does she find?
Miss Elektra.
Who finds her?
Elektra, yes, darling.
She sees
Elektra
that potential.
Finds her.
Yeah, so I really enjoy seeing how they came to be, because we also got a good look of their relationship. So she meets Elektra. She's outside, you know, going reefery with the girls. She couldn't keep up, and
no,
Elektra had to come through and shut it down.
Yes. She slaughtered it, basically, and they all walked away. If you walk away from a read, you have been, you're dead, you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, like, guys, Elektra is a predator to me.
Oh, wow.
She preyed on Blanca and her innocence and her, just like her potential and all of that. And was just like, showed her this to me, fake love.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I am your mother. But
I totally agree with you, Shauna, because when I saw that, I wasn't like, oh my God, she's so sweet. I was like, mm-mm. Because when you see how she treats her now, she used her flaws against her. And that, to me, is just very weak.
Yeah. Oh. I have to disagree.
You know what?
Okay, good. We gotta split. It's okay.
I feel like Electra has always been who she is, even when she was taking her in. You know, she's like, yeah, you need some work, but I'm willing to help you. And I don't think Blanca could have gotten to the place she's in today without Electra's guidance, without her help. And yeah, Electra is a little snappy. She's rude. Right. I mean, she's rude. Don't get me wrong. Right. She's rude. But I think she does have love. It just comes out in a different way.
Yeah, okay. I completely agree. I think Electra and Blanca met each other at that point in their lives where they both kind of, you know, feel for each other or take something away from one another. So I don't see that she was like being a predator towards her. I think that she saw her out and about, new girl, don't know nothing, didn't get high scores, and just kind of took her under her wing. So they go mm-hmm. to the dinner and she's like, no, I don't want to be your mother. I am your mother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did like that.
They love that diner.
I did right. like that. And you guys, you know, being up close and personal with Keith, you guys, looking in his eyes, he totally just convinced me, but
right.
I mean, that's how you know these men folks can get me to do it.
But I still said what I said, okay?
I said what I said, though. I mean,
I'll take it. Well, either way, so we do get to see how their relationship starts. And I think that had a big impact on Blanca and just the type of mother that she wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So we can take it, you know, that kind of way. What other thoughts did you guys, as far as young Blanca is concerned, right? Before she really comes back to present day in the spring cleaning, was there any other moments or glimpses that you saw from her early life that we need to kind of take note of here?
I love that she had the confidence to go out there without knowing anyone, mm-hmm. without having the preparation, and then holding her own with the girls. Like, yeah. I think, you know, for so many young people, you really don't have that confidence. So for her to see yeah. that at that early point in her life, I think was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely see how strong she is, because what I liked was that moment where she confronted those girls. I like that, you know, she's like, I'm coming to you as a woman, but she was like, is this what sisterhood is? Like, right. where y'all used to the bunch of birds clipping each other's wings? And I was like, it's the way she said it, it's like, what can they even say to that? And, you know, everyone has faced the bully and you don't know what to say, but I felt like she did that eloquently with grace in mm-hmm. mm-hmm. class, like a real woman should.
Yeah.
Which is what Electra saw in her and decided to pray on.
Okay.
Well, y'all can call her praying. I don't think it was
right.
The mother that prayed.
There is some good in her, and so don't get me wrong. Right. I just think that it's not enough. It's not enough to actually nurture such a beautiful soul. Like she told her, you're afraid to wear your heart and, you know, and just show it and lead with it. Okay.
I think that's fine, but she did, like, raise and nurture. Like, she is responsible for the woman that Blanca has become in many ways. Mm-hmm. So, y'all need to give her credit.
I don't know. Like I said, I agree with you guys a little bit, but I just think that Blanca just showed us in her first walk the courage, the personality is born in her.
She definitely had the courage. She definitely had this... She had the courage, you know. She had enough about herself, but she still had this need, this want,
to be developed.
This desire to be developed and to be real in particular. Mm-hmm. And I think for her as a young trans woman, the way that she even kind of went after Electra, where she knew, like, you're legendary and I'll get out of your way and all this. So I think Electra, like, genuinely, she wasn't thinking about her. But after she made herself noticeable, she's like, you know what? I'm going to take you under my wing.
See what I said, y'all? Looking at him?
Just one more point on that, though. Like, you know when you face a bully and it's just like, not necessarily that bully helped you to become who you are, but because of how you handled it, that's what made you who you are. So I feel like Electra, even though she may have helped Blanca in some way, Blanca kind of raised herself and she created who she wanted to be. So I don't even want to give Electra that credit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll
agree
to disagree.
Or just move on is better. I don't agree to disagree. We'll move on. Okay, so we do get to see Blanca in her own motherhood. So we flash forward and she's doing the spring cleaning, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get the boys together. Angel got her room with all the clothes hidden.
Right. I'm efficient.
Right. But I thought those were good, like, family dynamic elements to see that we don't always see in TV, and especially for this community. Like I said, from my experience, I had no kind of thought or cognizance of a ball or like houses. Mm-hmm. So you really get to see, like, wow, how much of an effort it is and how much like a real house it is. So she's trying to get them to clean up. And then, you know, she has this life changing call.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And we get to see Blanca in a whole new way. So we saw her learn who she was as a young person and like meet her quote unquote mother. And now we have to deal with the fact that her biological mother has passed away. She has to go home and deal with her family. Like, what were your thoughts, like, watching all of that?
My first initial thought was, why does a homie from the hood have to call you and tell you that your mom passed away? That is very strange to me. But at the same time, with the way things were back then and the way that they rejected the community, it just spoke volumes to me that she had to hear that serious news. And just when I saw her going back to meet her family again, I was immediately just hot. It was all just disrespect from the point A to point B, not refusing to use her real name, you know, calling her the name that she was born with, but that she didn't identify with. It just all was just bad news to me. And I had to woo-sah a couple of times. Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
I kind of knew it was coming. So I remember in the preview way back from episode one, where it showed kind of an overview of the season, that she's going to speak with her sister at some point, who called her Mateo. So I knew it was coming. I'm not really surprised by it, only because of the time period. And they also mentioned that I think his family was, like, religious. Yeah. And so that didn't really surprise me too much. But I also think it goes back to that courage we saw when she was at that first ball, for her to even go confront her family and say, like, this is me, this is who I am. I'm here to, you know, wish my mother goodbye.
The scene when she received the phone call, I honestly didn't know what to expect. So it was all very new to me. But I know, like, a lot of times when someone dies in your family, it can be really stressful, not just because that member has died, but because you do have to work with family about who gets what. And that's usually the most stressful part of it. But it just really hurt my heart that she even had to go through that, because it has to be the ultimate betrayal that, you know, your mother dies and then your siblings don't even accept you. And when her sister said, you know, mommy, she said that you were dead to her, that broke my heart.
Right.
You know, like, that's just not something that you say. It's like, especially in a time like that. Right. So she just must have been going through it.
I'm sure she was. And it sheds light. Like we all say, I mean, a large portion of this show is to educate the grand, you know, world, that platform of kind of what things happen and go on in these communities. So I'm just like, I can't imagine my family just like completely rejecting me, don't want nothing to do with you, like they don't want you around, like that. I was like, oh my God.
We'll be screaming. Poor,
I mean, just to have to, and like you said, her like propensity to be courageous or just to be herself has to be greater, because you are willing to give all of that up, you know, to live and be the woman that you know yourself to be. So she went back home. She's dealing with this. She's dealing with being called Mateo and like two older siblings. But while that's going on, also in the show, we get to see Electra, you know, who has went, she's out for surgery, and she's left with her kids are not even coming to see her. Mm-hmm. So it's like a really good juxtaposition between the two stories, because on one hand, Blanca has this desire and want to like make amends or have this love for her mother, whereas Electra's house children ain't nowhere to be found.
Not at all. Actually, they are somewhere to be found. They're at the ball. Right? But you know what, baby, I will say? It speaks volumes about Electra's mothering. Mm-hmm. She has beaten it into their heads that winning the ball is it. That is what you mean to me. That is what, if you want to be up in this house of abundance, you better win these balls.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know, it could have been an honorary thing. Like, you know what? She's out, but we got to still represent. So
I think it was a mixture of honoring her, but also spiting her in a way. Like, we don't need you. To win. And I think only because Miss Candy said, like, oh, we're not Electra's children. Like, say our names. Right. Thank you.
Right.
So it was mothers kind of like, Like, we're still the winning house that Electra loves, but we're also something outside of her. And I think that's why they walk the ball.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're good on their own, just like Blanca was good on her own without Electra. But, like, what I liked with that scene is that while they're, you know, pushing her into the emergency surgery room, it was during the perfect 10 category, which to me, like, it kind of symbolized like perfection. Like, there is no perfect body, perfect woman, perfect mother, perfect family, you know. So I think that kind of symbolized that while they were showing clips of the ballroom scene and then going into the surgery room.
That's a great observation. Sure. Yeah. It also spoke to the fact that Electra is always searching for perfection. And this is another one in her book where she's going to be like, I got this now.
I mean, we definitely got to see that, because honey, she came back. And she came back in full effect.
Not played.
baby.
Cheers. I lived for that.
Yeah, me too. She was nothing to be played with. But like you said, that's a great point, because as they were walking the perfection category, it was a lot of the voiceovers just talking about realness, you mm-hmm. know, and just no room beauty. For error and beauty mm-hmm. and all of that. So we do get to see that. We get to see Blanca come when she hears, you know, because she's at the ball, and I guess she's like wondering, like, where is Electra, like everybody else? And mm-hmm. Praise is like, girl, you better get about that hospital.
Pray tell, we'll tell. Right? Mm-hmm.
So Blanca makes her visit to the hospital, and I think this is the moment, you know, dealing with the death of her mother really gave her a new outlook, because she's like, I only had two mothers in the world. I can still be a good daughter to you. I think she needed to make amends because she didn't get the opportunity to do that with her birth mother while she was alive.
So true. So true. And I felt that finally I got to peek through the blinds and see a little bit of Electra's sunshine, because once she heard that Blanca had lost her mom, you could see a full shift where she was just like, okay, this is not the time to lay it on thick like this. I'm gonna put your flowers in a vase, even though they're right. from the deli, which let Blanca know, like, okay, I accept you in this moment, mm-hmm. but we're not gonna talk about what happened the next moment. So, snake,
okay.
Yeah, I think, and then she was also open at that time about her surgery and how painful it was, but how life-changing it was. Yes. And that was, I think, her being vulnerable to Blanca, mm-hmm. and that kind of shows that they're getting some more understanding there. Like, their mother-daughter relationship. I don't know, I'm just here for, like, Electra and Blanca.
I'm here for it, too. We're on the same
page. To be, you know, tight.
We're on the same. I'm glad you made those notes. But I do think what was still good for Blanca is she's not, you know, wishy-washy. She mm-hmm. comes in and she's like, you're a terrible mother. You're not a good mother. And mm-hmm. that impacted Electra to change her ways straight of up. Her kids. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't lose sight of that. She's like, even though you're a terrible mother, I right. still can be a good daughter.
mm-hmm. Right. I don't have to be defined by what you do. And that's, honestly, that's wisdom right there. Mm-hmm. Like, in life, you don't have to be defined by what anyone does. You can still, I call it killing people with kindness. Mm-hmm. You can be nice, nasty if you want to, but I'm kind over here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's, well, I'm going to throw some nice, nasty on your way. You catch me between 9 to 5. It's right. a nice, nasty kind of day.
It's a gamble. Okay, so you lecture between 9 to 5, but then you block after work. Okay.
Very nice, nasty. Yes, I don't know. All right. So, next up, we still get to kind of explore the depths of Blanca, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll finish up here and then we'll be able to get into like the ball, because right. I think tonight was such a big highlight for a ballroom scene that mother daughter ball. But so Blanca goes home, you know, she has the support of Pretel, she has her house children behind her, she goes to the funeral to, you know, grieve and to make peace and amends with her mother, her family. They end up inviting her back to the repast. Mm-hmm. How did y'all feel about that?
I appreciated that olive branch.
You still could believe it.
I believed it because Pray Tell read. And Pray Tell reads for a living. So he knew exactly what to say about her little perm that that made the other auntie hear it and be like, okay, I don't want to be read. So let me just go ahead and extend this olive branch.
Look back at my bulletin.
But I also think that what they saw, too, was that Blanca came in there with a full-on posse, more family to her than they had ever been. Mm-hmm. And things like that usually wake people up.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when you get a new boyfriend and the ex-boyfriend, it's just like, oh, wait.
Like, it's real.
You know what I mean? It's a reality check, and I think that's what happened.
For sure.
We all need a friend like Pray Tell.
I think it was interesting that it was the auntie who, like, ultimately invited mm-hmm. Blanca to the repast as opposed to her siblings, because I know they clearly have an issue with it, but having an older brother and younger sister, and I just can't imagine the dynamic where you are really ostracizing your sibling like that.
Yeah.
Especially because they all come from the same generation and they're younger, right? So maybe they should have a little bit more understanding than, say, the older, the aunties and the parents. Right. So that was really interesting to me.
I think on the flip side, that has a lot to deal with why they aren't as easily able to accept the situation. I think mm-hmm. having an aunt older from a different generation, you know, she was there before you were born. So I think she has a different perspective maybe on mm-hmm. it. But I knew that it was, I didn't think that they would put the sister or the brother to immediately pee on her side. But they did need to showcase one character. Because there's always one family member.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's going to have your
support
back.
Support you.
And look out.
It's usually his grandma or somebody. Okay. But auntie did it this time.
You can get you one. Yes. You can get you one. But it was nice to see that they have that resolve. And then it still kind of showed us this lesson of forgiveness and how life can still go on. You can still make amends with somebody even after death, because right. Blanca got to see that her mom still loved her even though she didn't experience it firsthand. And then Blanca still was able to say, you know, with her children, they were going to walk the ball in honor of her mother because she still deserved to be recognized for right. being a mother. So mm-hmm.
yes, I actually really love the fact that the aunt reached out, like I said, and I like the fact that we found out why. Like, there's some reasons, some intricacies. Yeah. The sister raised her, didn't say a word about it. Mm-hmm. When you have given up your life for someone, and then she said, I didn't even get a thank you.
Yeah.
Luckily, yeah. Blanca was mature enough at that point to go ahead and say thank you, mm-hmm. even though you just, like, kicked me out of our mom's funeral. But you could tell that this the aunt led by example, basically, and the children followed.
They did follow mm-hmm. suit.
Well, maybe not Manny. He's just disrespectful. Saying the F word and calling her
and
child molester and all that.
Oh, my goodness. Especially when he pushed, Blanca against the wall. The acting in that scene, I think, had progressed, you know,
oh, yeah.
for sure.
It definitely took us to a new level.
I definitely felt that, and I was scared for Blanca. Like, okay, yeah. hold on. Don't hurt Blanca now.
Okay, we got right. to experience things different, but I think even that portrait was super telling of the time period. Like, yes. late 80s, you're talking about anybody that's gay is a child molester, and just right. all these stigmas that have been around awful. For forever. We now see shift, but you know, think about 82.
Right. Yeah. But I will also
older brother.
Say,
yeah.
It brings mm-hmm. up, like, I mean, it brings up, maybe sounds a little bit ignorant, I'm not sure, but it brings up this thing to me that shows that Blanca is really real and everyone doing this is really, you know, mm-hmm. identifies with themselves, because somebody else may have just jumped out like, hey, what you saying? Like, he could have, mm-hmm. Blanca could have probably beat up that ugly little boy. Right. So, but she chose remain ugly.
Right.
She chose to remain classy. She chose to remain feminine and just like, you know what? I'm going to get the heck out of here instead of jumping out and really showing you who the heck I could be.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'll take it. I mean, there's just so much drama in this category. This is a drama show that we're right. watching. Go ahead and give us some After Buzz news over there.
Okay, I certainly will. Let's talk about some drama. So here, you guys know, here at the After Buzz TV after show, we produce all your favorite TV shows, dramas, mm-hmm. reality TV, mm-hmm. sci-fi, and
That's
more.
Right.
Okay, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. You got to just admit it. But now we need your help. You. Sitting on that couch. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Mm-hmm. Since you're already tuned into AfterBuzz TV dramas, y'all, you might be interested in Love Is. Y'all know about that one. Yes. I watch it faithfully every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The Bold Type, Queen mm-hmm. Sugar, and I'm going to go with Claws because yes. I love me some Karrueche. Yes. I just love her.
On an after show.
So basically, that's all on AfterBuzz TV drama. So just go ahead and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV dramas.
That's right, y'all.
There you go.
And if you're worried about pesky little notifications, don't be. They're optional. Just click that little, don't click that little bell. It's okay. That's all you got to do. But go ahead and click the bell. And give us 5 stars on iTunes, too.
Right.
It's easy. Just hit the subscribe button, you know, and let us know what you did in the comments. And all we're going to do is shout you out on the next episode. So just get with it, y'all.
Yes.
Subscribe, like, yes. thumbs up. Okay. You know you love us.
Right.
Thank you.
Come through. All right. But getting right back into the drama. So
yes.
Next
back
up, because they did give us some of Stan's tea, which I was excited to get back mm-hmm. into. But so let's just talk about... Right, because the way they frame it is around this Mother's Day ball, mm-hmm. which I think to date has to be like
the best.
Yes. I mean,
they have so many categories. So
yes. It's just where I was like, okay, everything. I get it. Because they were describing the show as like a dance musical type. And I was like, yes, they just brought us so much. But so before we got there, we saw like Stan at work. It's getting a promotion.
Mm-hmm. I got something to say about that.
Stan
at work. Listen, you guys. Are you supposed to, like, dumb yourself down for loyalty reasons? Like, because you got me hired, I need to, what? I don't need to right. get a promotion. I don't need to make money. I don't right. need to come in. What do you want me to do? Act like a fool? Because you're going to, if you hired me and I suck, it looks bad on you anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean,
like,
he
who
is.
Did you hire?
And he's still, so yes. Matt wants to secure his position. He comes to work late. Trump is in there. Mm. Child. But so Stan gets this promotion and he's mad about it. So out of spite, he goes and runs to Patty.
Oh my goodness.
And I was just like, okay, so we're going here. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going there. So he runs and tells Patty, gives her the address of where Angel lives, the apartment. I was like, okay, this is getting.
And then he pretends on it, y'all. He's talking about he's obsessed with her. He comes to work late. He leaves work early.
But like,
that's you.
So messy.
He feels threatened at work. So he feels like, I need to threaten him somewhere, and where else can he do it but home? You know,
that's
so
a true issue.
It really is a problem.
So they're having a pissing contest, basically.
Right? It happens in offices where the people at the top or people are supposed to be mentors feel very much threatened by the younger people that are kind of in their mind coming for them or coming for the position.
Corporate America.
For sure. But it just leads us to this place of what we were trying to get to see and like unfold. So they have the ball, which is immaculate. Elektra is there with her daughter. And she's doing her thing. And then we really got to see Blanca shine, like as a mother, as somebody that performs balls. And she was just serving it up.
She's a true competitor.
She's there with Angel, and Patty is all in the back like, what is this? Can we talk?
Rocking that coral lip.
They're giving that, boy is mine. Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, no, he's mine.
What I will say, though, is that Patty came in at, I don't know if it's the right time or the wrong time, because she saw Angel walk for her life. And if I were Patty, I would have felt intimidated in that moment, because Angel serves life when she's out there on the floor. She's really like an angel. The light shines right on her. Her hair glistens, like everything. So I'm sure Patty could immediately see why her husband would be into him, into her, but then thinking like, wait a minute, are these he's, are these she's? Because she doesn't know. She doesn't
know. It's that's a huge like anxiety, you know, it's like overwhelming almost to just be thrown into this environment. You don't know what to expect, what you're searching for, and then this is what you see. So I'm excited to find out what we see. We'll jump into predictions later, but for now we might as well go into like walk it like you talk it.
Yes, I love it. So now are we choosing? Because
so we're choosing. I mean, so in our walk it like you talk it segments, for those of you who may be just joining us, we either choose if we want to do a walk it or a talk it between the four of us. Some may walk it, some may talk it, looking at a certain category that we fell in love with or a quote that just gave us a moment that will stick to us. Shauna, what you going with?
You guys, can I be not first, because I, you know, you choose. Go ahead. Y'all start down there.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to just go ahead and talk it real quick. I had a nice little quotable moment. It was when, who had been saying that?
Well, what did they say? We'll be able to tell you.
No, but let me find my quote, because there were only two that I was able to capture. Because
they talk so fast, and I'm like, what they say?
And they talk fast, but still, there were only like two moments that I thought were really, really good. One was when they had said, pray tell, had said like, kindness doesn't cost anything. And I've heard that quote like growing
up. It's real.
Everybody says that, and it's a big deal. And there was one other quote, I can't find it. I'm going to try to think of it.
You know what? Yeah, I'm glad, because it probably was the one that I have.
What was it?
So I think I'm going to go with talk it, even though I really want to walk it too. But I will go with life comes for all of us, especially the ones who think they're above it all. That was Blanca talking to Elektra in the hospital room. And that is true no matter what walk of life, no matter what you are doing. If you are acting like you're so above it all, you can't see where your errors are in order to learn from them.
Absolutely.
So get it together.
Very real.
Please.
I was going to do talk it, but we already brought up the quote, so I'm gonna go with walk it, because that Mother's Day ball. And when Elektra had that yellow cape and she just closed it, they had a whole
big reveal.
Tea party.
They had the blowers blowing her hair.
They were sipping.
It
like
was perfect.
I just lived for it all.
I mean, it was perfect. Elektra looks, she always is so stunning, but she her character, like, I was
with the hair down. And then pray tell saying, giving us narrative. Given a story.
That's what they did, because they had the tea set.
They had a story going on.
I loved it so much. But the other quote I was going to say is, Patty had said to Matt, I am not trapped in this life. I choose it.
That was a good one. one.
Okay.
How about that?
That one has my heart beating a little faster.
I'm here for Patty.
I like Patty. She's a bold character.
She's strong.
So, Mari, I have to agree with you. Like, I love the Mother's Day Ball, the category labels. Like, Electra killed it. Mm-hmm. Giving you daffodil realness. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So, I have to agree with you. Like, she won that.
It was perfect. Yes.
Okay, well, because this is our show, I'm going to go ahead and do a walk it. Okay, so I think Modele Effet or whatever that was, when they had on those, I think I'm in love, and I think I'm about to start shopping at the Goodwill so I can try to get that stuff, because it's beautiful, and
It was amazing.
Well, if you guys agree, please, of course, leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought was, if you want to walk it or you want to talk it, let us know, because you know we're going to shout you out next week. So let us know.
I was hoping Patty was going to walk, though. I thought they were going to, like, I wanted them to mistake her and be like, okay, we got another label. Okay, walk it. And then she would walk out all shy and then just, like, you know,
no, they recognize
that.
Real fish.
Okay.
She was real fishy.
They did.
They said that nose, honey.
You know she has some labels on. You know she has something.
Mm-hmm. It was a moment, but there are more moments to be had. Can we please jump into news and gossip?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. So episode 4, which was the last episode we watched before tonight's episode, was actually the highest rated so far.
Yes.
Steven, who is one of the writers of the show, made note of that on Twitter. So that was really amazing. And he also mentioned that they're working to get a season 2 pickup. So it has not been confirmed. What do you guys think about that?
Fingers crossed.
That season 2 is up in the air.
We gotta make sure that everybody watches the show. This is an incredible show. It's groundbreaking. And I don't care what your orientation or identity is, you need to watch this show. Like, it's needed.
I think we can get there.
I am, like, literally, I'm positive energy and everything. It's going to happen. You must speak things into existence. This is great. I can't wait till it's season 2.
Everybody needs to watch this show.
Oh, yes. Definitely. And speaking of talent on the show, Billy Porter was actually named TV Line's Performer of the Week.
Go ahead, Billy.
Which is amazing. If people don't know, he started out doing theater. He's been around for a really long time. So they said, from the instant we laid eyes and ears on Poses, Pray Tell, the boisterous MC of the New York City ball scene, he depicted on the FX drama, we were enamored. Every exaggerated reaction and whip-smart critique drew us deeper into his orbit. Not that we put up much of a fight. And I have to agree.
Yes. I love him so
much. Amazing. I mean, especially this episode, he had all the reads. So,
yes.
And then last episode, I shed many tears for him.
He's a great character. Yes. I want to Pray Tell in my life.
Yes, me too.
Big ups to Billy Porter for doing it.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, and then so next up, there's a picture here that Stephen Cannell, shout out to him, we'll give him his praise in a minute. But so he decides to post this picture with the House of Evangelista, and he's all down to Twitter talking about some honorary member of a House of Evangelista.
But how supposed not to be outdone?
Okay,
leave it
to me and Jamie.
I was like, what's going on? I thought you said you were part of the legendary House of Poes. So what happened?
And I said, yeah, which one is it?
Right,
can't have both.
Pick one.
Right, but then I came through with the compromise. I said, you guys, that's okay. We can compromise. His name is going to be Stephen Poes Evangelista. And what did he say, you guys?
Walk again.
Right, so he tried to get it, you know, make it cute. He told him some OMG, how are y'all going to public shame me like this, LOL. I said, honorary member, haha. I'm still in House of Poes, right?
Yes,
I guess.
We haven't responded on Twitter yet, but Stephen Cannell actually wrote this episode, so 10 for you. You are definitely a member of the House of Poes. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yes. Today.
He's a lifetime member. You're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll
exactly.
Let it. He's our secret weapon.
Yes, and then outside of news and gossip, Jamie, you did have some.
Yeah, we love when you guys, of course, sound off, when you guys are commenting on our live chat, which we see you. We love when you guys are commenting. We see your YouTube comments. So I wanted to give a shout out to You Know Who, so you know who you are. And they said, great panel as always. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Pose is simply amazing, and I'm so glad such dynamic personalities are doing the after show. Well, y'all, they talk about us.
We appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. And then, of course, we love Twitter, so we always look at the hashtags. Make sure that if you are tweeting, tweet Pose FX, but also tweet ABTV for AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
So this tweet from Dirt, that's what we'll just say. This B angel asked a married man if he's more attracted to his wife than her. Laughing emoji face. What kind of love and hip-hop side chick response nonsense? Listen, I'm with you on that because... Yeah. She, yeah. Mm-hmm. It must be real stuffy at her job to where it's just going to her head. I know what's happening.
Must be real stuffy in the box. You mean she dancing
moment.
In?
She yes, had a she did have a
she,
moment.
She definitely did. And the next one, we have another YouTube comment from Tiffany J. Pie, which I believe she might even be in the chat. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
She says, I'm not seeing how Candy isn't passable, but that's just me. But what I didn't like was that this episode made it seem like you're not womanly or a real woman without curves and breasts. Women have all body types. I'm very tiny, no curves, and I most absolutely am a sexy woman. You okay. better say that, girl.
That's right. Okay.
Clap
to
you.
Yeah, that's we definitely right. talked okay. a lot about that.
All body shapes, all sizes.
We seriously.
Talked a lot about matter.
That last week with that episode. Oh, my God.
Say it.
And there's one more piece. If we can go ahead and pull the video up. So yesterday, I believe it was in New York, they do a latex ball every year, which is like a fundraising event for AIDS organizations. They do it every single year. It's been around for like 30 years or so. You can start to play it. They had the cast of Pose.
Amazing.
Ryan Murphy was there. They was giving him his tens. They shouted out, of course, Janet Mock. Damon was there. And then you can go ahead, if you'll skip to around like the 4-minute mark, Blanca, better known as MJ Rodriguez, was there. Mm-hmm. Shani, they asked her to Vogue. And you can just see her.
Look at her.
She got into it.
Okay, I see that leg kick.
Y'all know this is my mother.
Point that toe.
Mother Blanca.
Yes.
Look at her. She, I mean.
Coming back confident.
We have to go to a ball.
With the Vogue realness. Yes.
Look at her. I'm in love with her.
So, Steven, where's our plane tickets at?
Right.
Help your brothers and sisters out.
Right.
And that's Woo. Good. I just wanted to make sure we got her drop, child.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And then let me say something I learned, you guys. It's called a dip.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Not a death drop or a drop. It's a dip. So,
Well, she gets
it. I want to my dip when I get home.
My new knowledge.
So I just thought that was a great way to kind of close out the post. Weekend on the show was dedicated to Mother's Day. A lot of backstory with Blanca. And then she got to do her thing and show us that she really lives this life.
Right. Yes. She's out here.
So we only have a few minutes left. I do want to know really quickly who wins the episode for you guys tonight.
Okay, let me just say Blanca, okay mother. I even got an attitude because they were calling her Blanca. I'm like, they don't call her mother no more.
Okay.
But they came around to it. Okay.
I'm going to give it to Pray Tell, only because the way he emceed tonight was just immaculate. It was hilarious.
Yes.
That narrative line,
yeah.
honey, Perfect. Everything. So, yes, Pray Tell takes it.
Agree.
Patty, you get this trophy, okay? I just want to commend you because you don't take no for an answer. She was very bold this episode. Mm-hmm. She went to the apartment. She went to another, like, she was just, she's going to make her rounds, and she's very bold. So, I give her... Yeah. Girl, you got it.
I'll take it for me. I'm going to have to go with Electra Abundance because Mama stormed through. She said, y'all thought I would come back weaker, but I'm getting stronger now.
That's right.
So, I thought she was amazing. She flourished through the episode. You guys can definitely let us know what you think, of course, on YouTube in the comments. We want to know who wins the episode for you. We also want to know what you predict is going to happen next week. Y'all got any real quick predictions?
Mine is, I think that Patty is going to get hired by, oh boy, and going to be the new secretary at the office.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Let Stan leave early from work then.
Okay.
I think that Patty and Angel are actually going to come to some kind of understanding where it's going to be, you know how sometimes the two women will team up and it'll be like, we're kind of going to take on the man. I think it might take that route where they're trying to bring Stan down, maybe.
Everybody trying to bring Stan down. Stan, keep hope alive. You mean messy. My prediction, Ricky, Pretty Ricky, I have not forgotten about you. We did not talk about him a lot this episode, but... I have not forgotten about him, and I still don't feel good about it, so.
Oh, I'll take it. In my prediction, I think we'll see more of Blanca and Electra's relationship, because I like seeing that. But again, you guys can tell us what you think. We'll be back here next Sunday night, 8 p.m. live. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Keith_Andre.
You guys can follow me, Jamie Gray, on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray.
You can follow me at Mario_Turner.
Follow me on Twitter at DeShaunaO.
All right. Until next week, we'll see you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.